Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. On June 18th, 1815, at Waterloo in Belgium, Napoleon Bonaparte suffers defeat at the hands of the Duke of Wellington, bringing an end to the Napoleonic era of European history.
Well, Wellington, you may have beat me, but I can still take this one last swim.
All right, Napoleon, a swim all the way over there to Edna.
Yeah, I put on my swimming muscles. I swim. Splish splash, yeah, splish splash.
Keep going, Napoleon.
I'll throw these small children
in with you.
You watch me? You watch me because I smile like a child?
I want to go swimming, Daddy.
There you are. Hello, small children.
Hello.
Look, there's your former emperor, swimming to exile. I'll throw you in the water. Enjoy. Now.
Yay.
Off to go. Keep swimming, famous children.
Keep swimming.
Some beef, Lord Wellington?
Keep swimming. Yes, I love beef.
Wellington, these children are drowning. And oh no, my muscles are deflating. Wellington, help. Help, Wellington.
I'm too busy eating.
Wellington, we're drowning.
He's almost as big as me.
Waterloo, what an ironic name.
And not only the children, but yes, the childlike emperor all drowned because they were not observed in the swimming pool. Now, technically, if you have a childlike emperor, you need not watch him. He should be able to take care of himself. However, your children should probably not go in their swimming pool or Waterloos without your guidance. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.